25 years ago, two Black Hawks collided, and 18 of the best young diggers died on that night. A helicopter on the far left suddenly veered right. A huge rotor blade tore into the tail rotor of the helicopter next to it, David Burke's helicopter. He managed somehow to get the chopper onto the ground, and within seconds, 15 soldiers on board started scrambling out and burst into flames, and they just were trying to put fires out and save lives at the time. Four other helicopters were in the air. They landed, they helped, and then they took those injured to Queen's Park near our hospital. It looked like a battleground. Within less than 30 minutes of the crash, they were there. 20 doctors started treating the injured, and amid all the chaos of the disaster, the soldiers maintained their military calmness, the nurses and doctors said, and their determination to get the job done, even when three of their mates were taken in on stretchers and pronounced dead. I know, because I was there. I sat with Berkey, the pilot of the Black Hawk that lost its tail, and I asked him what it meant to him.
Mate, it's something that you think about every day. You know, it'll be with me for the rest of my life. It was a really significant event and, you know, very tragic. And the things you think about is the fact that, you know, I lost a lot of good mates.
Yep.
And one of the things I think about is all of that life they've missed. And we shouldn't forget those 18 fantastic blokes and the sacrifice they made for the people of Australia.
What have we learnt from the Black Hawk tragedy, do you think?
We learned so much, you know, and during my time in the Army, and when I became an instructor and in the training system, we used to look back and you know, we're a lot smarter with what we do now. We understand risk a lot more, and people don't understand, I think, really, is that there are people, in men and women in the Australian military, out there training like this every day, and the risk is still out there. But what we have learned is how to manage that risk and make it safer.
You saw some marvellous feeling of mateship and risking their lives for their mates.
On that night, the heroism was just astounding, and you know, people were risking their own lives to help their mates. And some of my best friends are here because other blokes went in and helped them out.
Would you say that night, all those years ago, really brought this city together with our mates in the military, our family in the military?
It really did. You know, you could see that people hurt, people supported it, and the people of Townsville really got behind us. And it's funny, you know, when through the years as you go by, people say they'll recognise me or recognise my name or something, and they say, oh, I remember where I was that night from Townsville, and it's still something that Townsville people think about and feel part of.
This great city built that memorial for those young soldiers, our family too. If you get a moment, drop into the Black Hawk Memorial at the Palmetum, and you'll see the mighty Black Hawks in the sky today and certainly tomorrow. We're Triple M.